Hi, I'm Jackie Woods. Our recording today is titled Duality Relationships. I'm sure you have heard the saying that opposites attract. This is very often the case, and there is a reason for it. The reason being that we need a constant mirror of the part of our chakra system that we refuse to parent. For instance, if you would rather not deal with strong feelings, then you might need to attract someone who activates your emotional chakra. You may not realize that they are being supportive, but they are. They are keeping your emotional chakra from shriveling up and dying. And while you may not believe you ever shut down mentally, people frequently won't open their minds to one half of their brain. So right brain people need to pull to them left brain people and vice versa. The purpose of having relationships with people who think differently than we do and feel differently than we do is to open us up. So you may ask, why do I need to open my emotional or mental chakras? Only by opening up your lower mind and your lower desires can you provide a space for your higher chakras of love and wisdom to come in. Of course, if you don't want more love in your life, or if you don't want wisdom to powerfully guide you, then duality relationships will probably be objects of your disdain. But if you wish to bring love and wisdom powerfully into the world, you will want to find people who are physically walking their talk in order to make a difference in the world. If you can hold hands with these people, the differences in your lower chakras will no longer seem like an unnecessary hassle. Instead, they will become the reminder that you have higher chakras wishing to gift you. So welcome the opposites in your life. Let them help to pull you back into an internal unity when you become attached to the same old, same old. Let duality become a gift by using its opposition as a mirror to point the lack of balance within your chakra system. The next time someone is driving you crazy with a different way of feeling or thinking, stop and receive their gift of balance. By opening your lower chakras to the love, wisdom, and power available from the higher chakras, you will draw to yourself those people who will join you in making a difference in the world. Jennifer, did that bring anything up for you? An example in your life, or did it bring up a question? How did it impact you?
I feel like I know these situations. It's like I created my dad to really help me in that left-brained part and structured part, and then my husband, and I've created several people to help me that way, and I believe I've probably been in their lives for some piece that they needed. But I question sometimes when I'm complete, or if I'm ever going to be complete, or if I'm just attached to being complete with it. It's like, I mean, I've learned to embrace those pieces from a lot of people now. I mean, I know who I am so much more than I did, but I think I don't know how to put it. It's like I still struggle with it within me. It's like, well, evidently I have more to love here. There's more to learn about how I work.
I'm not so sure it's about learning how you work so much as just allowing yourself to let these situations balance you in the moment. And the more moments we have of balance, the more awareness we have to want that balance and to claim it in every situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's helpful. Yeah, because what I do is I go back and look at it later rather than just try to do it right in the moment when it's happening.
Well, or you can even look at it later, but not to see it as a failing in any way. It's just how we cooperate together. There is no person alive that has total perfect balance. Well, maybe there are. There are a few masters that have accomplished that. But most of us humans are still searching for that balance constantly. Mm-hmm. And we help each other. It's not a lack in us. It's an awareness. And what's improved in you is your awareness of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
The need for that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that Yeah, I'm just being overcritical. That's it. It's very simple. Hello.
Yes, most of what we learn spiritually is simple, but we try at first to make it hard because we're really intent on judging ourselves. I mean, most people, I mean, those that come across as arrogant, really, they're the most insecure of all. Mm-hmm. So I would say you're in a really good place of awareness. Thank you.